This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him this night and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humbling ourselves and need thy mighty hand here tonight in the name of Jesus, Lord, just thanking and praising you for who you are, that you are God, and besides thee, there is no other worship in spirit and in truth. My precious Father, I get out of the way that you may have your way here tonight in the name of Jesus. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth. Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor in the name of Jesus. My precious Father, I decrease with the Spirit of the Lord in me. Increase, use me, Father God, for thy glory. We lift up that name that's above every other name, and that is the name of Jesus. Oh, Heavenly Father, right now we bind up all technical difficulties, anything that try to hinder the word of God from going forward. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Oh, Lord, I thank you for answering prayers, honor, request, but most of all for salvation to go forth and the kingdom of God may grow this night and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible, amen, I'd like you to open up to 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. And the word of God reads, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which has not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy." Just the next minute, hallelujah, we want to bring forth the word of God. Hallelujah, we want to talk about you are chosen by God. You are God's choice. You are chosen by God. You are God's choice. Brothers and sisters in Christ, the God that we serve, he's awesome. The God that we serve, he is full of mercy, of grace, and of love. Here on this Tuesday night in 2023. You are chosen by God because you are his choice. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, through the use of the internet, we're able to teach and preach on a local level and be able to reach on a global level. So we thank God for this opportunity here tonight. Hallelujah. You are chosen by God. It's not that you were so righteous. It's not that you were so good. No, God, from the beginning of time, he thought about you before you was even born in your mother's womb. God is good, y'all, and he's worthy to be praised. When we look at the book of Deuteronomy, we see in the scriptures in Deuteronomy 30, verse 19, it says, "I've called heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. Choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. You are God's choice in 2023. Believers in Christ, life is a matter of choices. And every choice you make makes you. Every choice you make will either move you closer to God, and every choice that you make, it will tear you away, further away from God and his purpose for your life. Brothers and sisters in Christ, what choice will you make on a daily basis? Hallelujah. It's all left up to you. You see, when we want a change to take place, it must be done intentionally. As a child of God in 2023, are you going to move closer to God and be more like him? Or are you going to drift away further from him? The choice is yours. Yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, beloved, change will only happen if you choose to change. And it requires to make a decision, a choice that you must make, that you must participate in. Yes, we indeed have choices. And the choices is who will we serve on a daily basis. You see, as Christ followers, we are called to be people that are motivated and guided by the life and teaching of Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. I'm reminded of what the Apostle Paul writes in the book of Romans 8, verse 28, it says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are to call according to his purpose." Yes, child of God, change requires making choices. In order for you to change, you will need to make a decision to change. You must choose to change. I can't do it for you. The preacher can't do it for you. The Sunday school teacher can't do it for you. Your mother or father can't do it for you. Only you, as an individual, can change your lifestyle, can desire a change. But you must position yourself in a place and give God something to work with. Give him your life in order for change to take place. Yes, beloved, in 2023, God desires for you to change for the better, to serve him in spirit and in truth. Here in the scripture, in the book of Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 through 6, it says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him. In love, the agape love of God, having predestined us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, choice is having the ability to choose, having the ability to select. Yes, to separate and to take in preference. We are God's choice. We are chosen by Him. We are ordained. We are called to be separate. Be ye separate, says the Lord, and touch not the unclean things. And I will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord. Yes, we see here, my brothers and sisters in Christ, as a born-again believer, that we are, hallelujah, qualified, that we are heirs and joint heirs with Christ to the promises of God. And the promises of God is yea and amen in Christ Jesus. According to God have chosen us. God have chosen us in Christ before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in the love of God. Because of Jesus, who is our way maker, the author and finisher of our faith, because of what Jesus did on Calvary's cross, on his way to a place called Skull, he drove an old rugged cross from Judgment Hall, hallelujah, to where he would be crucified for our sins, shed his blood for the remission, for forgiveness of our sin, became that sacrifice for all mankind, took upon himself all of our sins upon his shoulders, fine, hallelujah, satisfied what was needed when he shed his blood for the blood sacrifice for all mankind. Jesus, he bridged the gap between God and man. Jesus, he made a way out of no way for each and every born-again believer of Christ. And here we see that we serve a holy God, a God that is holy. The Bible says that no man will see God without being holy. Yes, the God that we serve, he despised sin, but he loved the sinner. Yes, we've been adopted, drafted in the beloved family of God. What a privilege. What a pleasure. Hallelujah, to know without a shadow of a doubt that we are accepted in the beloved family of God. God is not like man. Man wants you to please them so they can put you in according to society, rules and regulations. But I stop by to let you know as born-again believers of Christ that we are in this world, but we're not of it. We are not moved by culture. Hallelujah. We are moved only by the Spirit of the Lord. Because the Bible says, them that are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. And when you say sons, daughters are included also. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, God chose us in Christ. He chose us according to his good will. He chose us to live and go forth for his glory. Yes, child of God, the Holy Spirit, here we see that the Holy Spirit led Solomon to write in Psalms 127, Division 1. Except the Lord build a house, they labor in vain that built it, except the Lord watch over the city. The watchman standing guard in vain. Yes, our dependency, our help must come from God, must come from the one that sits high but look low, must come from the one that has all power in his hand, must come from the one who knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. We are grateful and thankful for him here tonight. So people of God, that doesn't mean that we will simply live our lives haphazardly or disorganized. No, we must live a life that is pleasing to God, a life where we are, hallelujah, in position, in unity with the Spirit of God. He guide and direct our footsteps on a daily basis. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, as we draw nigh to God, he will draw nigh to us. Matthew 6:33 reminds us to seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else shall be added. Yes, believers in Christ, we are God's choice, even from the beginning of time all the way to eternity. So we must be hooked up, tied up, tangled up in the things of God. From this day forward, this night forward, until the end of time, sure, there will be times when we get a little worried. Sure, there will be times when we feel like throwing in the towel. But I stop by to remind you, we have come this far by faith. Don't back up. Go forward. Don't look back. Remember Lot's wife. She yielded, even though she was capable and able to go forward. Hallelujah. She decided to look back because her heart desire was to be back in Sodom and Gomorrah. But I stop by to let you know, when God delivers you from something, don't desire to go back. Because when you go back to it, it's like slapping God in the face. No. When a change takes place, don't desire to go back to a place that God has delivered you from. Yes, beloved, from the reading of the scriptures, when we was reading Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 through 6, we saw where God chose us. We saw where God, in his mercy, his grace, and his love, in 2023, we are reminded, even from the beginning of time, from Genesis, all the way to when we come to the book of Deuteronomy, where it says, choose this day who you will serve. When it says again in Deuteronomy 30, verse 19, I have called heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and cursing. So therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. It's a decision that you must make on your own. It's a decision that will give you an opportunity to decide where you will end up at in eternity. Yes, beloved, remember, in 2023. Remind yourself that the life that you have, that you live, is a life, is your life, hallelujah, fruitful? Because life is all about choices. It's a matter of choices. And every choice you make makes you. Yes, we will be without excuse when we stand before God, because we're going to be judged individually, one-on-one. Hallelujah. We'll be without excuse. That's why we are here on planet Earth. Do your assignment that God have ordained for you to do. Do it with all your heart, mind, body, and soul. Love God first and foremost. Then love people as he loved them. God is merciful. He loads us down with benefits each and every day of our lives. He helps us when we get a little weak. He lead and guide us if we allow him to. He'll keep you if you want to be kept. But again, while reminded, in order for change to take place in our lives, we must do it with intention, intentionally. We must desire to move closer each and every day to God. Hallelujah. And we realize that in Christ, we are sitting in heavenly places far beyond this world. Yes, Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith, he's standing in the gap, interceding on our behalf. Yes, what choice will you make? Will you have life or will you have death? Will you obtain the blessings or the cursing upon your life? The choice is yours in 2023. Yes, beloved, indeed we have choices. And the choice is, who will we serve in 2023? Who we serve will determine where we go. Yes, we have to remember, we have an enemy, the devil, who goes as a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. The devil, Bible says in John 10:10, the thief come to kill, to steal and to destroy. But Jesus came, and we may have life and have it more abundantly. Oh, what a blessing it is. What a blessing to know that my name is written in the Lamb Book of Life. What a blessing to know that without a shadow of a doubt, even though in my shortcomings, I can still be in right standing with him. According to 1 John 1:9, it says, if I confess my sins, he's faithful and just to forgive me and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Yes, our God, the God of the universe, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he has our best in mind. But we as born-again believers in Christ, we must do our part. And then only then can we be like Paul, the Apostle Paul, that had the confidence of letting the Romans at that particular time know, as well as us in 2023. Again, we're reminded in the book of Romans 8, verse 28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, Do you have the confidence that is needed here tonight in 2023? Do you have the confidence of knowing that if God be for you, who or what can be against you? Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, because of Jesus, because of Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life, because of Jesus, the one who has lavished us with every spiritual blessing of the heavenly realm upon us. Yes, lavish means to give freely. People of God, again, we are reminded of what Ephesians 1 verse 3 says. Blessed be to God. Blessed be to God and Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I'm reminded when God says, my way is not your way. My thoughts are not your thoughts. As high as the heaven is from the earth, that's how high God's thoughts is. With our little finite mind, we can only think so far. But with God, all things are possible to them that believe. With God, he's able, ready, and willing to meet our each and every need. Oh, what an awesome God that we serve. How awesome he is. Because he don't need no matches. Because he's fire all by himself. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, for God has chosen you in him before the creation of time.
I've been through so much in my life, tried everything, but nothing turned out right. Then the master, he took my hand, yeah. Now he's leading me to the promised land. Love me, oh yes, my Jesus, he loves me, oh yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible
on the wall. His love picks me up every time I fall. He loves me.
He loves me.
He loves me.
He loves me. Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised, all glory, all honor belongs to him this night and forevermore. But we thank God for each and every one that is listening, and those that will be listening at a later date. We thank God because God is a good God and he's worthy to be praised. We thank him because without him, we wouldn't be able to accomplish anything from this day forward and this night forward. We just touch and agree with you, whatever you are believing God for, that the Lord would just intervene in your behalf, amen, and bring it to pass in 2023. But you must remember to always be in position, to always be, you let your life line up with the perfect will of God for your life. And God, in his timing, I say in his timing, he will come through in your behalf. All we got to do is stay in faith and walk in obedience each and every day. Hallelujah. Look on to the hills from which cometh our help, and our help cometh from the Lord. God is good. Don't give up on God. You have come too far. God will never give up on you. Again, tonight we are talking about you are chosen by God. You are God's choice. You are God's choice in 2023. God have invested in you so much that he's ready now to get dividends. He's ready now for you to be useful for him, that you may be his hands and feet, just to go forward with boldness, letting people know, for God I live and for God I'll die. Yes, if we want to see the manifestation of God's blessing and promises come to pass in our lives, we must be dedicated and committed to what God has called us to do. He has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. He has called us for such a time as this. Yes, we have come too far to turn around. My brothers and sisters in Christ, always remember, like First Peter, let us know again, that ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which has not obtained mercy, but now has obtained mercy. Yes, 1 Peter 2, verse 9 and 10, it gives us encouragement to let us know God chose us. We didn't choose him. He chose us even from the foundation of the earth, even before he allowed creation to come forth. He thought about us. He had us on his mind. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, he showed forth mercy, grace, and love upon our lives. Yes, we've been chosen. Yes, his hand is upon our lives. But we must always remember that God will not go against our will. So we must be willing to give up our lives to him, that he may make us, break us, strip us, make us into the image of his son, Jesus Christ. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, God is molding us. He's making us on a daily basis into what he wants us to be. If we allow him to. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, again, we are thankful and grateful tonight for God's word. God's word will abide and it will stand Heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word will always be present in a time of need. Yes, people of God, for the God that we serve, the one that chose us in him before the creation of the world, the one that seemed good even when we was lost. Yes, beloved, before time begun, God chose us through Christ. So now in time, he blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places, in the heavenly realm, where Christ has purchased and won for us. Oh, what a blessing. That is so good to hear. Good news, for sure. My brothers and sisters in Christ, there's no way that we can earn our righteousness. There's no way that we can pay our way except put it in the Lord's hand and let God do what he does best. Let him humble us, bring us to that place of total surrendering our lives to him. Bring us to that place where our total dependency is on God and God alone. So, child of God, a question may be asked. What are these spiritual blessings of the heavenly realm which God have chosen to give us through Christ? Well, I stop by to let you know that the word of God says in Ephesians 1, verse 7, it gives us the answer. It says, in whom, in Christ, we have redemption through his blood for the forgiveness of sin in accordance to the riches of his grace. Redemption through his blood and the forgiveness of sin. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we have been redeemed. We have been washed in the blood of the Lamb, who washes our sins whiter than snow. Yes, beloved, despite of our weakness, despite of our shortcomings, our weakness in faith and of faith and our wavering in hope, forgiveness is ours to have in Christ Jesus. And not just partial forgiveness, but full of forgiveness. Nothing is lacking in every spiritual blessing. Yes, beloved, for Jesus paid the redemption, the satisfied price. He paid it in full for every follower of his. Yes, child of God, even through our faith, which is as small as a mustard seed, yet all the scriptures, all the spiritual blessings of the heavenly realm are ours also, because Jesus Christ has paid for all of our sins with his blood. Yes, the word of God let us know in Hebrew 9, verse 22, the B clause of the verse, it says, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. So believer in Christ, because of this forgiveness, you can stand before God and be declared holy and blameless, for your guilt is taken away through Christ Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Because of Jesus, you have been adopted as God's sons or daughters into the family of God. Yes, beloved, a person outside of Christ would be lost forever. You see, outside of Christ, we are living in the filth and nakedness of our sin. Thank God for his mercy, his grace, and his love. Yes, outside of Christ, we were a slave to sin, slave to the enemy of God, which was the furthest thing from being God's children. So thank God for Jesus Christ, because in Christ, all the spiritual blessings, all of them, not partial, but all, have been made available to us. And because of Christ, that God chose us, you and me, as followers of Christ, from before the creation of the world, God chose you to receive every spiritual blessing of the heaven realm, namely forgiveness and all those blessings that forgiveness can bring. Oh, what a blessing to know that God is merciful, gracious. God is able, willing, and ready to meet our each and every need. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, remember this. Above all else, you are chosen by God. You are God's choice in 2023. Yes, God chose us according to his good pleasure and to his will. That is vital and important for every believer in Christ to know. Yes, people of God, before Christ, our natural choice was for sin. Our natural choice was for Satan. But here today, we are not talking about our choice, but we're talking about God's choice. And he did not base his choice on anything in us or about us. When we look again in the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 5, it says, in love, having predestined us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. So, beloved, be very careful. Remember this. What moved God to choose you? It is not anything about you. It is not how much money we have in the bank. No, God chose us because of his love and for his pleasure and for his will. He is the God that we serve. He's merciful. He's gracious in love. People of God, unlike our natural love for mankind, our natural love, it reaches out to the loveless and unlovable. God's love is a different. God loves us. And because of this, he was pleased to do so. It was God's good will to save all mankind. Every sinner, boy or girl, as the Bible says, in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So, beloved, the same love, pleasure, and will have chosen you. And I despise who we are. God chose us according to his good will and pleasure in 2023. So, believer in Christ, what a firm foundation that the Bible truth gives to us, to our faith. Yes, faith is being sure of what we hope for. So, beloved, God's choice is not based on us. God's choice is based upon what God knows about us. You see, God chose us according to his good will. That is the second thing that we must consider in 2023. Yes, before Christ, our natural choice was having a desire for sin and for Satan, the author and finisher of our faith. Our natural choice was for sin and Satan. But we know better. But God's choice, and he did not base it upon, hallelujah, your choice. He did not place it upon your choice on anything in you or about you. Here we see in the book of Ephesians 1:5-5, in love having predestined us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. So, beloved, be very careful. Remember what moves God to choose you is not according about you. You see, but God's love and his pleasure and his will. We are grateful and we are thankful here tonight because the God that we serve, he is awesome. The God that we serve is very patient. So people of God, unlike our natural love that needs something to attract them, see, God's love, it reaches out to the loveless and unlovable. God's love loves us. And because of this, he was pleased to do so. You see, it was God's goodwill to save sinners, boy and girl. Yes, again, we're reminded in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So, beloved, this same love, pleasure, and will has chosen you, despite of who you are. God is the one that chose you, regardless of the way that we think it should be. It's all about God and him alone. It's all about giving him the glory, the praise, and the honor. So, believe in Christ, what a firm foundation that the Bible truly gives to our faith. Yet faith is being sure of what we hope for But beloved, God's choice is not based on us, but it is based on his will. And God cannot fail. So faith, as we know it, has a firm and uncrackable foundation. God is worthy to be praised. Yes, he wants us to live again for his glory. As ambassador for Christ, going about witnessing others and let them know about Jesus, what he have done for all mankind. Yes, beloved, God chose us to live for this, for his glory. And that is the goal in 2023, that we would socialize together, and that we would underline all our choices as a believer in Christ. What will bring glory and praise to our Father and Jesus Christ as Savior, child of God, about the good and the bad in 2023. Keep asking yourself, how can my words and action bring praises to my God so that others would glorify his saving grace? Yes, child of God, as you care for your family, as you do your daily work, as you interact with your community, let the way you conduct yourself lead others to want to know more about God in whom you serve, so that you too can praise your Father, which is in heaven. As we bring this teaching to a close here tonight, in the name of Jesus, we are grateful and thankful for everything that he has done, is doing and will do. Remember, my brothers and sisters in Christ, you are chosen by God. You are his choice and no one else. In Jesus' precious and holy name, we pray. Amen, 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 and amen. If you'd like to write to us, drop us a line or two, or to inquire about the upcoming teaching, you can write to us at Dudley Tebow or Lisa Tebow at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, you can reach us, Dudley or Lisa Tebow, at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. God bless you. God keep you. God's willing. Jesus tarry. On this Friday, we'll be able to meet again. Have a blessed and prosperous night. Remember, God loves you, and we do too. Put your hand in his hand and see the Lord move quickly and in a hurry on your behalf. Yes, the God that we serve, he sits high, but he looks low. He knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. He's a good God. He's a merciful God. He's a God, hallelujah, that has all power in his hand. He's a God that's ready, willing to meet our each and every need in our lives. So we are so thankful and grateful. In Jesus' precious holy name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Good night.